Do you ever feel like your love for God just isn't enough, no matter how hard you try? Padre Pio once shared beautiful advice with a spiritual daughter facing the same struggle. I'm excited to share his comforting words with you. Stay tuned to hear his wisdom. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and a miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's begin this spiritual journey together. Now on to today's story. Today is the second Wednesday of the month. Our time to delve into the rich spiritual wisdom of Padre Pio's letters. In today's selection, taken from Letters Volume 2, Correspondence with Rafaelina Cherase Noblewoman, Padre Pio offers heartfelt advice to his spiritual daughter on how to overcome the fear of not loving God enough. I believe this advice might also be consoling for the more scrupulous among us. So, without further ado, let's dive into the letter. Padre Pio writes, "Cast aside all that futile anxiety and have no fear. How could it be possible that a soul consecrated to heavenly love, a soul that is endeavoring with God's help to please Him, that desires and longs more and more for the limpid waters of this divine love, how is it possible, I say, that the soul should lack love? How could it be possible at the extreme hour of our life to depart from this arid, cold world without yearning for God, without divine love? Does it not seem to you, Rafaelina, a real contradiction? And wouldn't it be an offense against divine goodness to believe all this, when God, in His goodness, not only does not reject repentant souls, but invariably goes out in search of the obstinate ones?" What a powerful reassurance! Padre Pio gently dismantles the fear that a soul striving for God could lack love for God. The image of God seeking even the most obstinate souls highlights His mercy. How much more will He embrace those who long for Him sincerely? He reminds us that God's goodness is far greater than our doubts or imperfections. This sentiment echoes the words of Saint Therese of Lisieux, who wrote to her sister Marie of the Sacred Heart, "Even if I had on my conscience all the sins that can be committed, I will still go, my heart broken with sorrow, and throw myself into Jesus' arms, for I know how much He loves the prodigal child who returns to Him." Both saints remind us that God's love is boundless and His mercy is always ready to receive us, no matter how unworthy we may feel. Padre Pio continues, "Come on now, Rafaelina, I beg you in our most tender Jesus not to yield to this fear of not loving God. For to me it seems that the enemy is trying to deceive you. I understand very well that nobody can worthily love God. But when a person does all he can himself and trusts in the divine mercy, why would Jesus reject one who is seeking Him like this? Has He not commanded us to love God with all the strength we have? Well then, if you have given and consecrated everything you have to God, why are you afraid? Isn't it a real waste of time to dwell on this, A plot prepared by the enemy of our salvation." Padre Pio points out that this excessive worry over not loving God enough is a tactic of the enemy to rob us of our peace. How often do we fall into this trap, focusing only on our imperfections? But here, Padre Pio reminds us that it's not about being perfect. It's about desiring God's love and trusting in His mercy. Finally, Padre Pio encourages Raffaelina with this beautiful reflection. On the other hand, you are always asking Jesus to do what you are unable to do yourself. Say to Jesus, as Saint Augustine invariably said, "Give what you command, and command what you will." Do you want great love from me, Jesus? I too desire this, just as a heart longs to reach a flowing stream. But, as you see, I have no more love to give. Give me some more, and I'll offer it to you. Do not doubt that Jesus, who is so good, will accept your offer, so be at peace. Padre Pio acknowledges our limitations, but reminds us that even in our weakness, we can turn to Jesus. By asking Him to provide the love we lack, we can offer back to Him what is already His. Isn't that a beautiful image? It's a humbling yet freeing reminder that all we have and all we are comes from God. As we close, let's take Padre Pio's advice to heart. Cast aside the anxiety and fear that so often holds us back. Instead, turn to Jesus, asking Him to give you the strength and love you need to follow Him. And when those feelings of doubt creep in, remember Padre Pio's words. The enemy wants to deceive us. But if we entrust ourselves to God's mercy, there is no need to fear. Thank you so much for watching. If you found spiritual value in today's reflection, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Please share them in the comment section below. And if you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. This simple action helps our channel grow and reach more people who love Padre Pio as much as you do. We have more inspiring Padre Pio stories and reflections waiting for you. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen or click the links in the description below for our full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. And don't forget, you can also enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. The link is in the description below. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for our next video on the life of Padre Pio.